Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You're all I need, my love, my Valentine.
It's 9:10. We're live on 720 WGN and CLTV. If you need some help for Valentine's Day, we have the answer. There's a new restaurant in the Southport corridor called Coda de Volpe, and we have the owners in studio with us, Ryan O'Donnell and Billy Lawless. First of all, thanks for coming. You got to love this music. I feel like we need to hold each other. Come close, guys.
Cheers, Pete. Thanks for that.
This is nice. It's good. Finally, and I said this to Ryan. I don't know if I said it to you, Billy. It's nice to have a fine dining experience in the Southport corridor. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, we're really excited. We felt the same need ourselves. We live close to the area, so couldn't be happier.
Billy, you live nearby?
Yeah, I just live a mile down the road on George.
Okay, Billy and I met years ago when I did a story. I was doing a TV show. We stopped by the Gage, and I always remember the fried egg. And I've been back there many times, and I've had the egg.
Yeah, the Scotch egg's been on since we opened 10 years ago.
It's so good. Yeah. Dave Ennett doesn't eat fried foods.
But I might make an exception for this based on Pete's recommendation.
It's not too bad. Have it with a Guinness.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking.
The Irish Fellowship is a luncheon. All the Irishmen get together, and everybody drinks at the Chicago Hilton right before Christmas. It's the first Saturday every single year before Christmas. And I was there at Kitty O'Shea's, of course, after the luncheon, and I go downstairs, and I see this man sitting in the corner at the bar, and people come up, they're shaking his hand, they're hugging him. He's like the godfather, and I find out it's your father.
Yeah, I got a few envelopes as well.
I mean, it was like the Irish mob. You come over, pay your respects to your father, and shake his hand.
Yeah, he's really embraced Chicago since he moved. He moved here in, January 1st, 1998, and he always wanted to live in America. He always wanted to, work here, and he loves America. So,
when did you come over?
I came in 6 months later, in June 1998.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Ryan, where did you grow up?
I grew up, my family's from the Wilmette area.
Okay.
But my formative years were in Tucson, Arizona, actually. So I was there for 10 years, from 7 to 17.
So fast forward, and you guys own two different restaurants. Four?
I have five right now.
Five right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are they?
The Gage, Acanto, Coda de Volpe, Beacon Tavern, and the Dawson.
Okay. And Ryan?
I have Coda de Volpe with Billy, and then my other restaurant, Gemini Bistro, which is going to soon be called Gemini, is going under rejuvenation right now. So
okay,
we shut it down for 3 months and doing a whole redesign and stuff.
How do you guys come together? I mean, restaurant people. I know it's a small community, just like any other business, especially radio. It's a very small community, so you know everybody. But how do you come together and partner?
We met up in the Russian Baths, actually.
On Division? No.
Absolutely.
I knew that was going to be a good one.
What?
Yeah.
People still go there?
All the time.
How do you come up with the idea? You say, hey, man, I got an idea for a restaurant. What do you want to do? Ryan?
Pretty much. We knew we liked this building on Southport. It had a little charm to it. I drove by it every night on the way home and gave Billy a call one day, and he drove by, and next day he said, yeah, let's do it. So we ended up purchasing the property. We tore the building down and rebuilt the whole thing from scratch, and found Billy had a contact of a chef out in California, our chef Chris Thompson.
Okay.
Who came
super
from
good.
Yeah, came from a restaurant called A16 out there in San Francisco. And he has a passion and love for Southern Italian food. And we kind of hit it off with him. And then, Italian was one of the concepts we were considering. And then when we met Chris, it all kind of fell in place.
Yeah, we actually gave him the job without even trying his food. Yeah, he interviewed that well.
Wait a second. Well, yeah. What are you guys doing?
I know.
Abnormal, yeah.
Really? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Luck of the Irish.
Yeah. You know what's so cool, especially with the Chicago restaurant scene, and you see this too, Pete, because you eat out a lot. You always have to make a reservation now, which is great.
Yeah.
You have to do it at least a few days, maybe weeks in advance. And the restaurants usually are always full, even on the weekdays.
Yeah, the industry's really blossomed in the last 10 years for sure. I mean, when I moved here in 98, I mean, the explosion of the scene here has been immense. And, especially platforms like OpenTable also make it a lot easier for guests to try their restaurants. And it's a very important platform for us, too, as operators.
How about the food shows? How much has that helped? Because I feel like I have an 11-year-old. All he wants to do is cook. And if we go out to eat, we'll look at the presentation before we eat the food.
Yeah.
I mean, these little kids nowadays, they don't watch MTV. They're watching the Food Network.
Yeah, it kind of actually does a disservice to us from a labor standpoint of view, because everyone wants to get to, you know, be the head chef and doesn't really want to do the grind work.
You're so right. They don't want to pay their dues anymore, do
they? It's gotten a little glamorized, yeah. And has it's, you know, helped people want to visit restaurants. But from a labor standpoint of view, it's actually been somewhat of a, you know, a con. So.
Okay. Well, tell us about Coda di Volpe, because one of my favorite things on the menu, it's the pasta with the sausage.
Yeah, so that's
the fennel sausage. Here it is right here.
Yeah, that's a trombette trapanese, and trombette is small trumpets. And so they're kind of curly-Q pastas, and trapanese is a type of pesto, tomato-based pesto with almond and basil.
I mean, it's such a great dish, and it's a wonderful experience.
Despite its name.
Right. Trombone stuff. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. I got to take a quick break, but we're going to talk about Valentine's Day and the way guys should – I don't know if it's their manners at Valentine's dinner. I feel like it should be a little bit better than normally going out to eat.
You're all I need, my love, my Valentine's.
It is 9:21. We have the owners of Coda di Volpe in studio with us at 3335 North Southport. That is Southport and Henderson for Valentine's Day. I'll be there at 6 o'clock. What time are my reservations? 6?
Anytime you want, Pete.
Just show up.
We'll have a table waiting.
It's interesting when you have the mothers talking in the neighborhood, because my wife went there with her girlfriends, and she came home. She's like, we got a great new restaurant. We got a great new restaurant in the neighborhood. We have to go. We have to go. It's crazy, the word of mouth in Chicago when there's a good restaurant.
The neighborhood's been great. They've really embraced us since we opened. We opened the end of July, and the feedback and the support from the neighborhood's been fantastic.
And Southport has kind of turned over. You have that the old Justin's now is a taco joint right across the street. You got Rise right down the street, which I think is the best sushi in the city.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And you guys right there.
Yeah, I need a few more, actually. I mean, there's still not a lot of options there, to be honest with you.
Right. So, yeah. How long are they going to be ripping up the street there? What's Rom doing?
I think it's a 30 to 45 day plan, but it's all the way from Addison to Belmont.
They did our streets. I live nearby, so they did our streets last summer.
So yeah, it's much needed. There's some flooding issues depending on what corner in the neighborhood. So
now your restaurant, you have the kitchen. Is it downstairs?
The kitchen is in the basement. Yep.
So you have someone running the food upstairs the entire time.
He's a beast.
Yes, Sergio is unbelievable.
It's crazy. Think about that. How many times are you going to the kitchen, and how many servers do you have? You have a guy that's running food up the stairs. That's nuts.
Yeah.
So when you built this space, did you think, okay, we'll put the kitchen downstairs and we'll get a runner or what?
Yeah, absolutely. We had to put the kitchen downstairs because it's not a full lot. So to maximize the seating and get enough dining space upstairs, we put the kitchen downstairs and left the display pizza oven upstairs. So that brings a lot of energy to the kitchen into the dining room.
And how did you come up with the idea? One of the appetizers, of course, you can get the pizza, but you have people cut their own pizza with the scissors.
Yes. So that we cannot take credit for that one. That's Chris Thompson liked that idea. So they're special scissors that are kind of offset. And it's just a way for guests to get interactive with the food and kind of cut their own slice, small slice, big slice.
People don't know how to react. Well, I got to cut this with the scissors. How do I use this thing?
Exactly.
Well, it's a scissors. What do you mean?
So it's a talking point, and then people have never done it. So it's just, just kind of getting people involved. And then, of course, we'll cut it for them if they don't want to do it themselves.
It protects the integrity of the pizza, too, because it comes out of the oven in about 90 seconds.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Damn, you got to serve food quick. People want their food, so you got to make it quick. I mean, you're just running nonstop. I can't imagine what a kitchen's going to be like. It's got to be nuts.
It's like an orchestra.
It is, isn't it?
With a mad conductor.
And if something breaks down, you're in trouble.
Yeah, well, usually it's kind of crisis management at its best.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Valentine's Day, because I feel like there's people that say, Valentine's Day, we don't really celebrate. Well, in our house, especially my wife, she expects a nice dinner. And if you go out, you just can't be a slob. You got to be on your game. Am I right?
I think so, yeah.
You got to be on your game. You got to go to a nice restaurant, number one, and you got to make it a fun dining experience.
You probably should watch Breakfast at Tiffany's first.
Get some manners.
Yeah, absolutely.
But any advice for guys listening out there for Valentine's Day?
I like to make Valentine's Day a little more incentive-based. I typically weigh my wife once a year, depending on the scale. She either gets a juice cleanse or a luxury gift.
Wow.
So good.
Sorry, Kathy.
Yes.
I jest.
Yes, there it is, the buzzer. Thank you for that. Oh, man. Could you imagine? Honey, get on the scale. We're going to go out to dinner, and then we'll come back. Yeah.
Took you long enough for that one, Billy.
Sorry.
No, but I feel like if you go out on a Valentine's Day, I mean, step up your game just a little bit.
I think you just got to actually just go all out for it and embrace it. You know,
right.
Start with flowers. You know, make the day all about your lady.
Do you have people calling you in advance? This is what I'm going to do at my table. Can you send some flowers over? Or I'm going to have this.
It happens. It actually happened last night, and we sent one of the managers down the street to grab some flowers for the table. But on Valentine's Day, we'll have roses up front, so the hostess will seat each couple or party with a rose. So.
And how do you keep things fresh? Like, you have a special Valentine's Day menu. How do you come up with these ideas? Because if you're a restaurant that's been around for 10, 15, 20 years, you got to keep reinventing yourself. Am I right?
Absolutely. I think just giving the guest letting the guests know that you care about their customs. So, to do daily specials, to embrace the special holidays like Valentine's Day, things like that, it really just makes your regulars feel that, you care about their experience.
I always heard that you should order the special because the chef, it's his baby. Is that right?
Absolutely. Sometimes kicking and screaming, but sometimes they really embrace it also.
Ryan, why are you smiling? It's like, oh, the damn chef again with the ego.
The kicking and screaming part was spot on there. But yeah, the chefs usually like to put their best foot forward with their special and ordering special product for it. And especially the Valentine's Day menu. Nothing on our menu for Valentine's Day you see crossover to our regular menu. So it's all new stuff, and it's going to be exciting.
How often or how much in advance do you have to plan this menu? 2 months?
No, not 2 months, but we did start it about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And just started brainstorming how we want to price it, how we want to course it, what choices need to be done, and then are we doing wine pairing and stuff like that with it, and so we're doing a champagne toast and things like that. So,
and do you feel like you can't make a mistake? You're only 6 months old at Coda de Volpe.
Well, we all have pretty good experience in the business, so we rely on past mistakes and try not to make those again. But we don't
always like I got mistakes.
We don't always get it. We don't always get it right, but. But, this one's looking good so far.
Meatballs smell delicious.
Well, for the people that are watching on CLTV, what'd you bring in?
Okay, so we have a chef selection here. This is what we like to send out to the tables when we are late on reservations.
We're running a little late. Here's a bunch of meat.
Yeah, so it's actually a combination of some vegetables. You got pickled vegetables, some mixed olives, a couple different cheeses there. And then, we do all of our... charcuterie in-house. So we do salami picante, we have a brazzala, and then the prosciutto San Daniel we get out of house. But
okay.
So that's that. And then the meatballs, mortadella and prosciutto meatballs, kind of a special mix there.
Just, so good.
Yeah, braised in a classic tomato sauce. And then for dessert, we brought a espresso budino. And a budino is an Italian pudding. Custard dish, and it's topped with some house-made toffee and some ladyfinger cookies and a brandied mascarpone.
O'Donnell and Lawless, why an Italian restaurant?
We're Irish and we'll chance anything.
Mary's digging in.
I love that. Ryan O'Donnell and Billy Lawless, it's good to see you guys. Continued success over at Coda de Volpe.
Pete, thanks to me. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate
and what's the website for people listening right now that they can go to?
cdvolpe.com.
Cdvolpe.
Billy just looked down at the menu to make sure that was
cdvolpe. Billy's like,
cdvolpe.
I got up for this.
Don't ask me the phone number either.
Right. Cheers, give the Pete. Phone number. Go ahead for Valentine's Day.
That one I do have to look at. 773-687-8568.
All right. Coda de Volpe on Southport. Ryan O'Donnell and Billy Lawless, thanks for coming in. It's good to see you
guys. Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks a million.
We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN.